We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kilei Behema, Halacha Dalid, and we are in middle of paragraph Dalid. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 384, the left-hand column, five lines down from the top. Haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, the rule, the fact is, Shekishodom roya goidel tsaroisov beguf nefesh umamoin, that when a Jew realizes the tremendous suffering they're going through, physically, spiritually, financially, shehu rochoik me Hashem yisporach moed kamoi shuyedei biatzmoi, that the person realizes that they're very far from Hashem, as only the person himself knows. V'gam beparnoso ubeguf, yesh lo gam ken yisurim. And in addition to that, financially and physically, the person is also going through suffering and problems. Kemoy sheshchiach beroiv ha'olam, as is the case by majority of people. V'afilu kishebo lov ato tzoro mamish chas v'shon, and even when a major problem comes upon a person, chas v'shalom, hu tzorech leval yizbalbel legamri, the person has to make sure not to lose it totally, not to get totally confused, machmas hatzorois v'hayisurim chas v'shalom, because of the suffering and the problems they're going through, rak b'chol eis v'eis, but rather, at all times, befrat be'eis tzoro chas v'shon, especially when the person is going through a crisis, yitein einei liboi v'daitoi lehistakel ulehizboinein heitev al chazdei Hashem v'toivoisov she'oso imoi ad heino. The person should focus and concentrate on looking at and realizing the tremendous kindness and goodness that Hashem has done for them up until now. Ki kol odom kemoi shehu, because every single person, no matter where he's at, me'achashu beklal Yisrael, so long as if he's in the category of being a Jew, u'meiniach talis u'tfilin b'chol yoim, and he has the privilege of putting on a talis and tfilin every day, u'meyached shmo yisborach pamayim b'chol yoim v'yoim, and he says the Kriya Shema twice a day, in the morning, in the evening, roi loy litein hoido v'toido l'Hashem yisborach b'chol yoim v'yoim. That person should be giving Hashem praise and thanks every single day, al oitzem chazdoi v'tuvo yisborach olov, over Hashem's kindness and goodness that Hashem is doing for them. Shezocho liyos bechlal Yisrael mekabli haTorah, that the person has been privileged to be part of the Jewish nation who received the Torah. Mikol shkein, how much more so this is true, shekol echod yodea benafshai kama toivois niflois beprotius shegom al Hashem yisborach imoi me'oide adayayim. How each and every person knows the specific good things that Hashem has done for them personally, from when they were first born till today. V'tzorech lahargilis atzmoi lohoidois ulahalela Hashem yisborach al kol hatoivois she'oso imoi. And a Jew has to get used to and be in the habit of praising and thanking Hashem for all the good things that Hashem has done for them. Va'yidei zeh yihye liboy nochoin batuach, and if the person is zoicha to do this, if the person will follow this path, then the person will be able to be confident, 100% confident, shegam ato Hashem yisborach lo yosir chazdei v'tuvoy meitoy, that now also, during the crisis that the person's going through now, with the problems the person has now, Hashem will not hold back, will not stop the flow of kindness and goodness to the person. V'chazek esliboy litzoik ulehischanein Hashem yisborach, And this will give the person the encouragement that they need and the motivation and inspiration that they need to cry out to Hashem and to plead with Hashem, to beg Hashem, Shiatzileu gamato mikol hatzorois vayisurim, that Hashem should help them now also regarding all the suffering and pain and problems that they're going through. Kama shekosav David, as David HaMelech writes, Mi yoivileni ir miftzor, mi nochani adedoim. Who is going to help me get to where I have to get to right now? Who is the person who helped me in previous times? Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Shemi sheozar li ad heina, the one who helped me till today, v'nochani ad edoim, and he led me until I had to confront Edoim, all kinds of different things, hu yoivileinu ir miftzor gamkein. That's the one who will help me now also regarding all the problems and crises and difficulties that I have. V'zeh, this is also the meaning of the pasuk, mehulol ekra Hashem, I cry out to Hashem, I call out to Hashem with his praises, praising Hashem in a big way, Sheterem sha'ani koire elov yisborach al tzoroisai, meaning that before I call out to Hashem regarding my problems, ani mehaleloi umeshabchoi al atoivois v'chasodim shosim yadheina, I first praise him and thank him and show genuine recognition and appreciation for all the good things and the kindness that he's shown me till now. Ki daiko al yedei zeh, because by praising him, that opens the door. That makes it possible. That makes it conducive to be able to ask Hashem for what I need. Mehulol, kama, first mehulol, first halel, first praising Hashem, and then ekra Hashem. Then I call out Hashem with all my personal needs. This is also the meaning of the pasuk. Zevach lelokim toida, offer Hashem, bring Hashem a thanks offering, v'chulu, etc. Ukraini b'yoyim tzara, and call out to me in your time of suffering. Hainu shegam koidem sheyoytze mi'atzara shelachshov, meaning that even before the person gets out of the crisis that they're in right now, they get out of the problem they're in right now, and therefore they need to be calling out to Hashem, begging for help. The cry for help must be preceded with an offering of thanks and gratitude and appreciation for what's been done in the past. And then, after you've praised Hashem, after you've shown your appreciation for all the good things he's done for you till now, Ukraina b'yom tzora, then you can call out to him and regarding your suffering right now, your problems and everything. Ukamayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, and as our rabbis tell us, when they describe tefillah, they say, Shetzrichen lihiyois moide al ho'avar u'mavake shal habo. The tefillah is basically acknowledging, thanking for the past, and pleading for the future. Ki kishein moidim al hovar, because if a person skips that first step, if the person does not spend quality time thanking Hashem, recognizing, realizing the good things in their life till now, being able to find the good and thank Hashem, acknowledge that, if a person will not do that, Koshe me'oid likroiso yisporah, it is extremely difficult to cry out Hashem, to ask Hashem for help, and to plead with Hashem for the problems, regarding the problems and issues you have right now. Bifrat ato, especially nowadays, ba'orech hagolus, when the Jewish people are going through this long, long exile of thousands of years, Shekimat ein yoim she'ein tzorosoi meruba mechaveroi chas v'shom, whereby there just about isn't a single day that's not worse than the previous day. It keeps getting worse, keeps getting darker in certain ways. V'haparnoso d'chuka ma'oid. And the financial situation that the Jewish people are experiencing, and especially the religious Jews, is very difficult. They're under tremendous pressure. V'habaldovor mispashet al kol echod v'echod lo'oirech u'loroichev. And the Satan is fighting each and every one of us in the length and in the breadth. In other words, he's trying to cover every base. He's trying to hit us in every area of Yiddishkeit to provide obstacles and problems. V'hamachloikis, v'hakategoria, v'hakina, v'hasina, misrabe b'chol pam. And the divisiveness in the Jewish people, and the machloikis, the terrible, terrible negativity between people, including the religious people, including the religious leaders. It's called kategoria shebein talmidei chachamim. And the jealousies and the hate is growing all the time. V'chol ma sheroitzim lahaschil lotzeis mima shetzrichin lotzeis. And the more that a Jew wants to get out of what he has to get out of, and to try to start being genuinely religious, to try to start doing things right and doing things better, ein manichen oisoi. They don't let him. The sitrachra, the satan, the etzar is fighting him every step of the way. And they tighten the screws. The more he wants to be better, the more they push him down further. Ume oitzim ribui hamanias. And because of the multitude of obstacles, because the person is surrounded on all sides with problems, that's what makes it extremely difficult to impossible to open your mouth and speak to Hashem. Even though it seems so logical, well, what do you mean? What else is there to do? And why shouldn't I to... Rav Nosson Zal is telling it like it is. He's telling you the facts on the ground. This is called reality check. Reality is that when a person feels that they're surrounded on all sides with problems, their mouth becomes closed and their heart becomes closed and they can't open up. They can't ask for help. Even though it seems so stupid and idiotic. What do you mean? What else? How else do you think you're going to get help if you're not going to ask for it? Al kein, therefore, tzrichen leilich bederech hazeh me'oid. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, take my advice. This is the path you have to follow very, very much so. Shebechol pam bevoi lefarish sichos lefnei Hashem Yisborach, that each and every single time that you want to talk to Hashem and you want to tell Hashem about your pain and suffering and problems and you want to beg him for help, or the person wants to try to come close to Torah, or to a tzaddik, or to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to Mekom Yisrael. Step one, first remind yourself and remember the good things that Hashem has done for you until today. And verbalize those. This will give you, by reminding yourself of all the times in the past that Hashem helped you, this will give you bitachon. This will give you trust in Hashem. Even though right now you're swimming in problems, you're going to be reminded. But hold on a second. I had problems in the past too, and He always helped me. I always came through. The more you remember that, that'll give you the confidence that you need right now. Confidence in Hashem, confidence in Tzadikim, confidence in yourself. Sheyishma tfilosoy gamato, that Hashem will listen to my tfila now also. Vaydezeh yuchal eskar ve'lizborach. And by following this path, a Jew will be able to come close to Hashem, ulefareish lefonav sichosoy koroi kanal, and to really, really express everything you need to say to Hashem, to be able to tell Hashem all your problems and really beg Him for help properly, if you precede it by remembering all the good things and expressing your appreciation for that.